imprisoned on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow. His fingers wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain, and he climbed so slowly. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes, and he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were heading for the sky. Whoa! The sacred creed will be yours, and if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours. Yours to seize and to obey. everybody's standing out there, we're all standing in the same room, and you can feel all of our hearts beating. If you kind of picture this in your mind, the incredibleness of all of these hundreds of hearts pounding next to each other at all slightly different rates. You know, but what's going to start happening right now here is we've got the music going, the subconscious starting to go, and this pulsing that Mike is doing on the bass is slowly going to start unifying everybody's heartbeat here. So the hearts are beating, and the hearts are beating all different parts, and as we stand, we're standing still next to each other, and you can feel it. Everybody's heartbeat is starting to go to the same kind of pulse. We're all becoming one more of one unit as that happens. And as you stand there and your heart's beating right now, I can sense what's starting to happen. People's hearts are all beating and they're kind of starting to slow down into this one big rhythmic pulsing. And it's slowly slowing down the whole mood. Everybody that's been moving around a couple minutes ago is starting to slow down. And you can feel your weight going down into your feet. When you feel your feet against the floor, it's something you don't usually think about. You feel gravity pulling you against the floor and all of your weight going down into your feet. And your heart's all beating. Everybody's standing. And you start, as you can feel this, you can start to feel a lot more grounded with the earth that's beneath you and your feet touching against the floor. And you're standing there and your heart's still slowing down. And all of your perception can slow down a little bit. And slowly you feel your feet connecting with the floor. And you feel now your feet, you can't move your feet anymore. Your feet are now, they're stuck to the floor. And you feel they're actually starting to connect with the floor. Everyone is starting to take root now. Slowly, we're all turning into plants. We're all becoming plants. And like, if you think about the trees moving slower, everyone's feet are taking root. Now, extending out of the bottom of your feet are roots going, crushing through the cement, going into the ground, lots of different roots. And we're all becoming like a sea of moss. All trees and weeds and plants kind of waving in the wind. One big sea of plants out there connected. And you can feel your arms are starting to grow longer and thinner until they're sort of becoming spindly vines coming out of your body, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the vines are coming out. Slowly, at the end of the vines, the water is coming up through your feet into your body, and you feel one with the water coming up and into the end of your hands, which are now vines, and they start to expand, and you feel your hands becoming into long green pods. And everyone's hands are starting to become long green pods, and you realize that you've become a pea plant. And there's pea pods growing all over you. And then we're all standing and there are pea pods growing all over us. And off in the distance, you start to see it. There's nothing you can do now but the farmer walking towards you. And all of our body are turning more and more into pea pods. And the farmer's coming up, and as he walks by with a big hose, scraping the pea pods off the thing. And everyone starts tumbling around and into a big vat. And now the pea pods are all in a vat. And we're all in this big vat. And we're traveling along across the ground. And along in the back of the tractor, traveling along towards something. And you feel the tractor starts to lift up and the pea pods dumping out. We're all tumbling out onto the ground and onto a big conveyor belt. The conveyor belt is going along with the pods on it. We're looking up, there's nothing we can do. And as we go down to the conveyor belt, it dumps us into another big container with a big arm in it that's crushing us around, and we're becoming a huge vat of pea stew. And as we become more of a pea stew, everybody mashed together into one big green slop. And now we're getting sucked up into a tube and down the tube, squirted out into tiny little bottles, into a tiny little bottle, and the top comes down on top of us and starts to screw on. And now we're trapped in a jar of pea stew. We don't know where we're going. Somebody's picking us up, and the lid is trapped on, and we're in a jar of pea stew, and they load us onto a truck and start to drive us away. And now the truck is rumbling down the road, and we can't see anything, but we feel that we're moving in a car, and we're going down the truck down the road, and it's driving around, and we go around another turn to the left, and it's speeding up, and we're stuck in the truck, jars, please do, and suddenly the truck stops, and we feel ourselves being loaded out. The box of pea stew loaded and out, carried, and the box gets pulled out. Now it's glass, and we can see that we've been put into a shelf on a grocery store. And we're sitting in the shelf, wondering what's gonna happen next, looking out of the jar of pea stew, and we see people walking by. Suddenly here comes a woman. She's pushing a little cart. She's got food. She's looking at the shelf. And she looks around and she catches our eye. And she reaches forward and picks us up and drops us into the shopping cart. And we go in the cart and we're rolling along and they put us up and we go past the thing and they check us out, she pays her money, back into the car. Now we're in the back of the grab bag of groceries driving back towards her house and we don't know what's in the store but we end up at her house and she walks into the kitchen and she puts us on the shelf and suddenly she opens the drawer and she sticks in a spoon and we're in the spoon now, we're going forward and we don't know, we turn around and a huge drooling baby is sitting in front of us. And they're putting us into the baby's mouth and the drool is coming down and we're almost going in the mouth but we end up on the side of the lip and we're stuck to the side of the lip and she takes the spoon and pushes us in. And now we're inside the baby's mouth. And we start to sink down the baby's throat. It's getting hotter and hotter. And we're feeling the acid. And we're starting to digest and getting hotter and hotter down into the stomach tubes and going out down into the intestines and pushing around. And it's getting hotter and we don't know if we can take it anymore. We start to see a light. And we're going towards the light. And suddenly, pushed out onto a giant diaper. And we start to slide down the diaper. And we're sliding down the diaper. And we look down. We see that there's blackness below us. We're drifting down. And the diaper is gone now. We're just floating through the air. And suddenly we realize that we're above Game Edge. And we're floating down. The chutes all open up and we're floating down on a giant parachute and we look over in the distance and there's a huge mountain, a vast mountain going up in the distance. And over on the other side we see a field, a green field, stretching off as far as the eye can see and a huge forest. And we're floating down and we look closer over the mountain and we see Colonel Forbin climbing up the mountain, grabbing onto roots and rocks, tumbling around him. He's climbing up and he's trying to find the great knowledge of Nicholas. And the rocks are tumbling, becoming Nicholas's face. And the famous mockingbird is flying out of the sky. And Colonel Forbin, the famous mockingbird lands on Nicholas's shoulder and he tells the famous mockingbird to go off to the castle of the evil King Wilson. Steal the helping friendly book, bring it back to the people of Gamehenge, and thereby save them salvation, happiness forever, and no more trips into Peapods. So here it comes, the famous mockingbird flying out of the sky is over there.